The game of spleen ball is very simple, Brian. You just sling your anchovies into your opponent's laundry basket. Oh, missed.
Do we get to eat the anchovies after the game?
No. Does Marvin Hagler eat his trunks after a fight?
Okay. Who dumped my clean laundry out on the floor?
Brian.
Well, Alf told me to. I did it so we could play spleen ball.
It's not nice to rat on your friends.
What's spleen ball?
A picture's worth a thousand words.
That picture was worth $1,000.
Well, maybe the frame makes it look cheap.
I am tired of your breaking things. If this happens one more time, you will be living in the garage.
From now on, I'll treat this house as if it were my own.
Treat it as if it were my house, and don't break anything. Cheap frame. I guess it can be repaired.
Heads up! Oops. Sorry. How many times do I have to say it?
It's gotten to a point where saying you're sorry is not enough.
What if I write it down?
You don't get it, do you?
Get what?
This whole idea of living together. You see, we make rules and we follow them to keep our lives from becoming chaos. Now, if anybody breaks those rules, you or me or anybody, then life becomes impossible.
You're right. I don't get it.
Let me put it this way. You're staying in the garage until we say you can get out.
That I get.
Let me ask you something. Did you act this way in your parents' house?
No. I lived in their garage. Oh, sure. Draw parallels.
Just think about what I've said, okay? And we'll discuss it later.
Willie, please. You can't leave me out here. They're none of the comforts of home.
Well, all right. You can bring something out from the house.
Can it be something that answers to, hey, Lucky? Just a thought. Wait. I want to ask you something. It's important.
What? Bye, Alf.
Oh, no, wait, no, I know what I was going to ask you. Instead of me wasting time learning how to behave, couldn't I just suck up to Kate?
Well, Kate and I agreed about sending you out here. So, if anything, you're going to have to suck up to both of us.
Well, thanks. I'll remember that. Handsome.
We've been robbed.
Wishful thinking.
Oh, hi. Oh, a housewarming gift. How nice.
Who told you you could bring this furniture out here?
Willie.
I did not.
You said I could bring something from the house.
I said you could bring something, not everything.
Now, in all fairness, you did not make that point clear.
He did bring everything.
Well, I didn't take that hideous Statue of Liberty clock.
That clock was a gift from my mother.
Did I say hideous? I meant lovely as your mother. That must be the microwave. Brisket, anyone?
Forget the brisket! Alf, I want you to take everything back into the house tonight. And I emphasize the word everything.
And I emphasize the word tonight.
And if you don't, you will be living out here permanently.
I notice you emphasize the word permanently. Wait, don't go! Please, can we sit down and talk this out? Just give me 1 minute.
All right, fine. Yes, you have 1 minute.
Thank you. Hey, Willie, don't sit there. That's my chair.
That was my chair in the house.
Well, we're not in the house.
40 seconds.
Well, that's not fair. Willie talked too. Penalize him.
35.
What are you, mission control?
30.
30 seconds? I just had a minute, half a minute ago.
Forget the minute. Just say what you have to say. Good night, Alf.
No, no! I need human companionship. I don't know how I ever got along without it, but now I'm hooked. I'm a people junkie. Please, don't go.
Oh, you go ahead, Kate. I'll sit out here with him for a while.
Willie, what are you doing?
It seems like he really misses us.
I do.
Well, he's got our furniture and our brisket. Now he's after us.
Oh, you're right. Of course, you're right. You're staying in the garage without us and without our brisket.
Good night, Alf.
Kate, wait, please. Give me another chance. I know I could change. Just let me move back inside for 1 week, and I'll prove it to you. I'll be on my best behavior.
What if, during this week, you don't change?
Then Willie and I will move out here for good.
All right, you've got a deal.
Kate, I don't want to move out here.
Well, I didn't mean that was part of it. The deal is, you stay in the house for 1 week, but if you mess up, you're history.
Hey, no problem. The week hasn't started yet, right?
Well, furniture is back. Oh, and he's fixed the painting.
And everything seems so much cleaner than usual. No offense.
Good morning, sir. Madam, your eggs Benedict is served.
Oh, no, he's using the stove again.
He's wearing my shirt.
My, that was fast. You two must be famished.
Alf, what is going on?
Going on, ma'am?
Kate, this food looks great.
Thank you, sir. I believe a meal should be pleasing to the eye as well as to the palate.
Alf, just so that I know, is the entire week going to be filled with a lot of sirs and ma'ams and haute cuisine?
Well, ma'am, per our deal, I wanted to show you how much it would please me to please you.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. You know, I appreciate that. I must admit, the eggs do look delicious, and the house is very clean.
It's amazingly clean.
It's not that clean.
What smells so good?
Alf, you look great. Did we have a cleaning crew come in here or something? The house looks fantastic.
Crying out loud.
Alf cleaned the whole house, and he made us this wonderful breakfast.
Tastes good.
Better than that stinky stuff Mom usually makes, huh, Bri?
I didn't think Alf was allowed in the house.
That was yesterday. Today's our butler.
If you don't mind, madam, I prefer the word manservant. Helps keep me in my place.
Hey, anybody home? Alf, it's Trevor. You better...
The new Alf moves fast.
Come on in, Trevor. Hiya. Hey, Tanner. Who painted your fence? It looks great.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, wow, that does look great.
Yeah.
So who painted it?
Happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, it's your birthday present. I hope I didn't ruin the surprise.
Oh, no, no. I was going to look out of the window soon, anyway.
So how old are you?
I'll be 45 in August.
That's 6 months away. That ain't your birthday. You just had your fence painted so you could keep up with the harmonics. Well, I'm not going to tell you where I bought my fluorescent flamingos.
We blew it.
Hey, Kate. Great looking breakfast.
Mom didn't make it.
Who did?
Our manservant.
You got a manservant?
Just for the week.
Well, do me a favor. Don't mention it to Raquel.
You have our word.
Thanks. She went ape when she found out you had a vacuum cleaner. Hey, listen. You might have Jeeves give me a jingle. I might want him to paint my flamingos.
Will do. Oh, Jeeves. There's something I'd like to ask you.
I know what you're going to say, sir. And I've already taken care of those ghastly flamingos.
You painted them?
No, they've been removed. And tomorrow, I shall terminate the lawn jockey. Morning, ma'am.
Oh. It's your last day. There's no need to wax the floor again.
I'm free at the moment, and I've finished shortening your dresses.
You shortened my dresses?
Well, they are showing higher hemlines this year. Excuse me, ma'am, but the wax isn't dry yet. If you must go into the kitchen, I'll have to carry you.
Thank you. I'll walk.
I'll wax in your wake.
Mom, how come you didn't get a piggyback ride from Elf?
I wasn't in the mood. What's that slop?
It's eggs Florentine brushed with a mandarin orange glaze.
How come we don't have anything to drink except Perrier?
Alf gets it at cost from the French embassy.
Oh, relax, Kate. We're gonna have the old Alf back at sundown.
I hope so. I don't want to take any more quiche to school. Nobody will trade with me.
Well, the week is over as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to have a plain old orange. Willie, I don't think that I can make it till sundown.
Go away for the day.
Good idea.
Oh, come on, that's silly. Now, why don't we just tell Alf that he's won?
Well, I'm for that. You've won.
Won, ma'am?
The bet is off. You can turn in your whisk broom and your phony accent and let out a big burp and let's get on with it.
Yeah, Alf, let her rip.
What we're saying is we want the old Alf back.
Please, I must insist that we follow this through. Isn't that one of the rules? To follow things through. Otherwise, we'd have chaos, and our life would be impossible.
All right, we're leaving. We'll see you at 6:14.
6:14?
6:14. That's when the sun goes down, and that means pledge week is over, and you can go back to being yourself.
Where are we gonna go?
Who cares, as long as it's someplace dirty. Goodbye, Al.
Bye, Al.
See you after the metamorphosis.
Oh, Sir William. Is there some special meal you'd like for my last hurrah?
Oh, actually, there is one thing that Kate's always had a little trouble with. That's duck a l'orange.
No problem. Shall I serve a nice hearty burgundy?
That'll be lovely.
Count on it.
Lily, you coming?
Oh, yeah, you bet. And, we don't want anything fancy for dinner either.
Fix 13. 1 minute to go, Luckmeister. Then I'll be down on you like a buzzard on a gut wagon. Ah, the duck a l'orange is ready. Have some wine. It'll slow down your reflexes. Zut alors. The gas is on. I forgot to light the oven. Oh well. Better late than never. Well, I guess we'll have to order in.
Tonight on Eye on the Town, the Japanese trade imbalance. What do women in bikinis think about it?
I love sweeps week.
Uh-oh. You better look at this.
What? Oh, my God. Now just take it easy. You didn't lose everything. You still got your health. I'm sorry, the firemen had to chop their way in. You people should give me a key.
Trevor. Trevor, what happened?
I think I know what happened. Where is he? Where is he? Oh, Jeeves. I think he took off when he saw the mess in the kitchen.
The kitchen!
I want to see you.
Lynn, why don't you go and see if you can find Jeeves? Trevor, I think we can handle this from here. Thanks. Thanks for waiting for us to come home.
My pleasure. Hey, I hope you don't mind. I was a little hungry, so I had some of that crispy duck that was stuck to the wall.
Don't worry about it. Have a good night. You no need to close the door on your way out.
Mom, do you think Alf's okay?
Oh. I found Alf. He was hiding in the dryer with Grandma's rosary.
I know what you're going to say, and I've already accepted my fate. I'm turning myself into the alien task force. I don't deserve to live.
Alf, why do these things always happen to you?
Beats me. Maybe in a past life I was a wrecking ball.
You were so good all week. What happened?
Yeah, we'd really like to know.
I'll keep it simple, Willie. The kitchen blew up.
This is like a Roadrunner cartoon. Alf, how did the kitchen blow up?
Well, the oven was on for a while. Then I realized I hadn't lit it. So I struck a match.
Didn't you smell the gas?
At the time, I thought it was dill. Well, goodbye and good luck.
Oh, come on back, Alf. You don't have anywhere to go.
And we don't want you to go.
But I failed. I didn't live up to the agreement. I don't deserve to stay.
Oh, we know that. But you're staying anyway.
Okay.
Oh, come on now. The place is a mess. We got a lot of cleaning up to do. And if there's one thing that Alf proved this week, it's that he knows how to clean up.
Actually, that was the new Alf. Now that I'm the old Alf, I don't... I'll get the push broom, my lord. Willie, hey, how's it going?
Alf, I thought you were going to take these things back to Trevor.
They're not Trevor's anymore. I bought them. Well, actually, you bought them. Your check's in the mail. Hey, hit the switch, will you? You gotta see this.
See what?
Trust me, just turn off the light. Now tell me, is this a significant moment or what?
It's breathtaking.